Foreign Workers and Social Security Numbers. SSA Publication Number 05-10107, September 2011. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction. What do I have to do to work in the United States? How do I apply for a Social Security number and card? Identity and work authorized immigration status. How long will it take to get a Social Security number? Do I need to have my number before I start working? Contacting Social Security. Introduction. Social Security numbers are used to report an individual's wages to the government and to determine a person's eligibility for Social Security benefits. You need a Social Security number to get a job, collect Social Security benefits, and receive some other government services. If you are temporarily in the United States to work, your employer will ask for your Social Security number. In general, only non-citizens authorized by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to work in the United States can get a Social Security number, although many other businesses, such as banks and credit companies, also ask for your number, you are not required to provide it. You can get many services without a Social Security number, including a driver's license. What do I have to do to work in the United States? First, you must have documents showing your U.S. immigration status and authorization to work in the United States. Then you should apply for a Social Security number and card from the Social Security Administration. We do, however, recommend you wait 10 days after arriving in the United States to apply for a Social Security number. This will ensure Social Security can verify your documents. How do I apply for a Social Security number and card? Applying for a Social Security number and card is free. To apply, complete an application for a Social Security card, Form SS-5, and show us original documents proving your identity, work authorized, immigration status, and age. Take your completed application and original documents to your local Social Security office. All documents must be either originals or copies certified by the issuing agency. We cannot accept photocopies or notarized copies of documents. We also cannot accept a receipt showing you applied for the document. We may use one document for two purposes. For example, we may use your DHS work permit as proof of both your identity and work authorized immigration status. Your birth certificate or passport may serve as proof of age. You must provide at least two separate documents. Identity and work authorized immigration status. To prove your identity and work authorized immigration status, show us your current U.S. immigration documents and your unexpired foreign passport. Acceptable immigration documents include your Form I-551, Form I-94 arrival/departure record showing DHS work authorization, or Form I-766 work permit from DHS. Exchange visitors. A J-1 visitor also must show us a DS-2019 certificate of eligibility for exchange visitor status. Additionally, J-1 students, student interns, and international visitors must show a sponsor letter to prove employment. The letter should be on sponsor letterhead with an original signature that authorizes your employment. International students. An F1 or M1 student also must show us a Form I-20, Certificate of Eligibility for Non-Immigrant Student Status. Additional documentation proving work eligibility may be required. For more information, ask for International Students and Social Security Numbers, Publication Number 05-10181. Age. You must present your foreign birth certificate, if you have it or can get it, within 10 business days. If not, we can consider other documents, such as your passport or a document issued by DHS as evidence of your age. How long will it take to get a Social Security number? We must verify your documents with DHS before we assign you a Social Security number. After receiving verification from DHS, we will mail your Social Security card. Most of the time, we can verify your documents quickly with DHS Online. If your documents cannot be verified online, it may take DHS several weeks to respond to our requests. We are working closely with DHS to reduce these delays. Do I need to have my number before I start working? We do not require you to have a Social Security number before you start work. However, the Internal Revenue Service requires employers to use your Social Security number to report your wages. While you wait for your Social Security number, your employer can use a letter from us stating you applied for a number and your immigration documents can prove your authorization to work in the United States. Employers can find more information on the internet at www.socialsecurity.gov/employer/hiring.htm. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.